Howard Hill here at the Iowa State Fair, Dr. Howard Hill. And Howard, wanted to talk to you about the situation in North Carolina with the lawsuits, nuisance lawsuits that are taking place there. Now, you were there last week for a roundtable discussion with various ag leaders on what the industry needs to do about this. How did you feel coming out of that discussion?
Well, Congressman Rauser and Senator Tillis had put this together, and we had very good participation both from North Carolina but nationally too. For example, Bill Northey was there. This is a huge problem because what they're doing is they've gone out and recruited people to be plaintiffs, and they've got like 500 plaintiffs. The judge divided that into 11 different lawsuits, and the attorneys that are doing this are the same attorneys out of Texas that started the asbestos lawsuits. And from what I understand, they're very, very good. You know, to specifically to your question of how I felt, I feel confident that we're going to get more and more attention on this at the state level and make sure that we've got right to farm laws that protect from this kind of ridiculous nuisance suits. North Carolina just passed a new right to farm law that will prevent this from happening. Unfortunately, it's not retroactive. So these lawsuits are going to go on in North Carolina. I'm sure they'll all get appealed, but it's going to affect the industry, not just the pork industry, but all livestock industry, but also it could affect row crop producers. People want to sue you for dust or whatever, you know. We've got to get this stopped, or agriculture in the United States is going to be in big trouble.
Well, there's talk of what could be done at the federal level. Is that even an option?
You know, I'm not an expert. My son's an attorney in Washington, D.C., and I told him that they were talking about federal legislation, and he said, well, federal legislation would be very difficult, and, you know, every state's different. So I think the emphasis is going to be to have right-to-farm laws within the states and have them strengthened. I think that probably is more likely to occur than maybe a federal law, but I'm not an expert. I'm not an attorney. I'm a veterinarian, you know.
As you said, I mean, it's a big concern, a growing concern. Now, are these lawsuits, are we seeing some of these animal rights activist groups supporting this stuff? Or
I'm sure they probably like it. I don't know. There were some activists there. There was no public demonstration, though, at this hearing. So I think this is mainly the lawyers coming in from Texas that are driving this. Whether there's any activist money behind it or not, I don't know.
So North Carolina is what, number two hog state in the country behind Iowa, I believe. Is this going to put a damper on what they're doing down there?
Well, it sure could. For example, I was sitting next to a gentleman that was with Farm Credit in North Carolina, and I asked him, I said, is this making the Farm Credit reevaluate their loan policies? He said, absolutely. He said, what do you do with a $1 million facility that you can't put pigs in? It's worthless. So that's the kind of thing that's going on, you know, that if you get bankers that are not willing to loan producers money, then, you know, that's a serious, serious problem. It's not just pork producers that this is going to affect. This is going to affect all of agriculture. And, you know, unfortunately, with 1.5% of the population now actively involved in agriculture, we've got to do a better job of educating the other 98.5% of the people about agriculture. And you know, these lawsuits are just ridiculous. One of the guys that was getting sued originally, now it's Smithfield, but the contract grower that was getting sued, he built his farm back in the 90s. I think it was 27 years ago he built this farm. I haven't been on his farm, but from what I understand, it's immaculate. And he's now being sued after having this in place for 27 years or 20-some years. Another example is that One of the contract growers, his dad sold some land to one of the plaintiffs several years ago, and they moved there, and then they turned around and sued the farmer for doing just farming. You know, that's all he's doing. And so the lawsuit's about, I mean, the claims are odor, flies, and trucks and that sort of thing, you know, so.
As far as, you know, their waste management practices there, I mean, as I understand, it's different from the Midwest. Is that something the industry has to consider?
Well, it is, because, you know, in the Midwest, we consider the manure a real asset. I would say almost all the manure that is applied to farm ground in Iowa, for example, is injected. So you dramatically reduce the odor. But, you know, with using two-stage lagoons, I worked in North Carolina for 5 years, and using two-stage lagoons down there, when they use what they call spray fields, there's very little odor to that second stage. Those lagoons typically turn a magenta color, which you can walk right up to a lot of them and not even smell them. So I don't think that, you know, that system doesn't work in Iowa, and the Iowa system doesn't work in North Carolina. You have to adapt the system to what works in your environment and your farming practices. One's not better than the other necessarily, but we definitely, consider the manure a very valuable asset in Iowa.
So as you said, I mean, it's just, it's certainly got a lot of people's attention, and kind of a warning signal to the Midwest.
It has. It's got a lot of people's attention, and I think the fact that Representative Rouser and Senator Tillis organized this along with the state officials, the Department of Agriculture down there, and I think is very important, because I think we need to get people's attention and have people realize that this is a serious problem for agriculture.